This summer, dive into the many cools of San Antonio. Because as soon as the temperature rises, so does the fun, the flavors, the excitement, and the many cool things that make our city the perfect summer getaway destination. Come keep cool with amazing pools at the best hotels, refreshing adventures both indoor and outdoor, inspiring history and culture, culinary wonders, and the hottest nights of your life at the coolest spots in Texas. To plan the coolest summer vacation, dive into visitsanantonio.com/summer.
Capaces de comunicarse. Y por si eso fuera poco, lo pasan genial en clase. Club Junior son las clases para niños de 4 a 17 años en grupos muy reducidos y 100% método Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832, 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio is a great bunch of people because we have Juan, we have Mamen, we have Annette, we have Marta, and we have Victor, and we have a new victim called Pedro. How are you, Pedro?
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you doing? Are you still nervous?
Yes, very much.
So the thing is, he doesn't know me. So the first thing he says when he comes into the studio, he says, I just ask you one thing. Please don't let me be the first one to do the exercises. We'll see what happens. Anyways, let's take a look at the Twitter question first. It's a mastering the interrogative, all right? So I want you to give me the question to the following answer. The answer is, he's pleasant and smart. He's pleasant and smart. Can you see that someone is pleasant? No. Can you see that someone is smart?
No.
All right. So there can't be a look in the question. All right. I'm going to launch it right now so you can go on Twitter at English_clock and give me the corresponding sentence or the corresponding question to the answer. He's pleasant and smart. And while you do that, we're going to get on the question mix. Have you ever cried in public?
What? Yes, I have.
All right. Very good. And when was the last time you felt pain because you fell?
The last time I felt pain because I fall was...
Because I fell?
I fell, yeah.
Start again.
I'm sorry. The last time I felt pain because I fell was probably last week because sometimes I...
You're just a bit tipsy.
Clumsy.
Indeed.
Very good. Important here, which is why, I mean, it's not a typical question. My questions are never typical anyways. Why I asked that is, when was the last time you felt pain when you fell? All right, felt, de sentir, every day I feel, yesterday I felt, and fall, de caerse, every day I fall, yesterday I fell. Very good. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? Marta?
I would rather be invisible.
You'd rather be invisible? Really? Annette does not agree. What would you rather be?
I would rather be fly.
You would rather be a fly? Or would you rather fly?
No, I would rather fly.
You would rather fly.
Very good.
No, I'm like, como que no mola. Very good. Do you chew gum every day?
Yes, I do.
Did you chew gum yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. I hadn't been there when it happened. Ask me why.
Why hadn't you been there? Why hadn't you been there when it happened?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you why Why you hadn't been there when it happened.
Very good, very good. Ask me when the last time there was a moth in my house was.
When was the last time there was a moth in your house?
Very good. The last time there was a moth in my house was on Tuesday.
Really?
On Tuesday, yes.
Again?
I know.
It came again.
And I don't know where it is.
You're attacking again.
Which is the worst thing. I don't know where it is. So I told this story this week. That I just kind of left my soon-to-be husband there with the moth. He was sleeping, so whatever. And when I got home, I was like, did you have a moth incident? And he said, well, when I got home, it was sitting on the curtains. So I kind of slapped it with a towel. And then it was kind of like it was on the floor, like just there. And then he went to have lunch. And then he came back. And it was gone.
Really?
Yes. So we don't know where it is. We don't know where it is. All right. First question for Pedro, just to make him a little bit more nervous than he already is. Have you ever broken a chair?
Yes, of course. I've broken a chair.
Very good. Give me the short answer.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever broken? Yes, I have. Very good. She doesn't do it because she doesn't have time. Give me the sentence in the second conditional.
If she had time, she would do it.
Very good. She didn't do it because she didn't have time. Third conditional.
If she had had time, she would have done it.
She would have done it. Very good. And do you remember the last time you changed the batteries on your remote control? What am I asking you?
You're asking me if I remember the last time I changed the batteries on my remote control. Remote control.
Okay, yes.
On my remote control.
Yeah, or in. No, I would say on. I would say on.
On my remote control.
Yeah. You'd have to repeat that.
All right. You're asking me.
All right.
You're asking me if I remember when the last time was. Mm-mm. When the last time I changed the batteries on my remote control was.
Yeah, except I didn't say when the last time was. I asked you, do you remember the last time?
All right.
Not when the last time was. Do you remember the last time you changed the batteries on your remote control?
You're asking me if I remember the last time I changed the batteries on my remote control.
And do you?
No, I don't, actually.
All right, very good. Do you find an alarm clock annoying?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. And would you rather have a big house or a big company? Marta.
I'd rather have a big company.
Very good, because if you had a big company, you would be able to pay for a big house, right? Smart girl. Very good. And when was the last time you read a book about wine? Annette, when was the last time?
The last time I read a book about wine was 2 months ago.
Very good. And was it interesting?
It's not interesting. It's not for reading. It's for looking it up.
Okay.
If you need to know something about a special wine.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. And do you use a USB stick on a daily basis? A USB stick.
A USB stick. What does it mean?
What is a USB stick?
USB stick is
USB stick.
It's a stick.
Yeah.
USB.
Very good. USB. Now say USB in Spanish.
USB.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The letter U, the letter S, and the letter B in Spanish.
USB.
Es como con ACM y la M30, me encanta.
Okay.
So, do you use a USB stick on a daily basis?
No, I don't.
Very good. Is it easy for you to translate?
Depends on what language.
Spanish, English, for example.
From Spanish to English, yes, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. And from English to Spanish, no.
Not so easy.
All right, very good. And could you imagine working as an interpreter or a translator, Annette?
Yes, I could.
Very good. Can you tell good wine from bad wine?
I think I can't.
Did you say I think I can't or I think I can?
I can't.
Okay, I can't. Very good. Very good. All right. And how often do you run out of battery, Marta? It's an existential question for Marta.
I never run out of battery.
Never?
No.
That's impossible.
Now, we probably don't know the feeling of running out of battery because we're constantly charging our phones.
Yeah. I would be more scared than Petra today.
No, they last a lot nowadays.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the phone battery.
Yes.
Oh, mine lasts a day.
Every day, exactly.
A day.
Well, all right. Never mind.
How would you say in English, y si llega?
If...
just in case.
No.
If it's...
No, I see what...
Y si llega,
yeah, y si llega. You just say it in an English accent. No, you would say, hang on.
And if it lasts.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have to look it up.
¿Qué preguntas me hace? Si dura.
No, but that's not the same. It's not the same meaning. If it ever comes to it. There was my mental process a bit slow today. It's Friday. All right, next question. How long does it take you to charge your phone? Pedro.
It takes me about 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Two? Charge?
To charge my mobile phone.
Very good. And do you have a big umbrella at home, Annette?
Yes, I have a big, very big umbrella at home.
Very good. Short?
Yes, I have.
No!
Yes, I do.
Yes. Wow. How many people fit under that umbrella?
Four people.
Oh, the size of the umbrella.
Really, very big.
It's really big. All right. I just got a big one yesterday.
And do you know where I bought it?
Lidl.
In Germany.
Of course.
I hate getting
wet.
Yes.
Yeah. So you brought like a 2 meter long umbrella.
I told my husband, you know, I'm not going to get wet anymore. Uh-huh. I'm going to buy me a good umbrella.
A tent umbrella. Very good. All right. Ask me how many umbrellas. Actually, no, we're going to do it differently. Marta, tell Pedro to tell Victor to ask me how many umbrellas I have bought so far this year.
Pedro.
And you guys are going to tell me what they're going to tell each other to do. So,
Pedro, ask Victor to tell...
No, tell Victor.
Tell Victor to tell
to ask.
Julia.
To ask Julia. Tell
Victor to ask Julia how many umbrellas she has bought so far this year.
Very good. And because you mispronounced umbrellas, you get to repeat.
Oh, okay. Pedro. tell Victor to ask Julia how many umbrellas
she
has bought so far this year.
Very good. Annette, what is Marta telling Pedro to do?
Marta is telling Pedro to tell Victor to ask you how many umbrellas you have bought so far this year.
Very good. Off you go, Pedro.
Okay. Victor, ask Julia how many umbrellas has she bought.
She has bought. Start again.
Okay. Victor, ask Julia how many umbrellas she has bought so far this year.
So far this year. Very good. What is he telling Victor to do?
Pedro is telling Victor to ask you how many umbrellas you have bought so far this year.
Very good. Off you go.
Julia, how many umbrellas had you bought so far this year?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He's asking you how many umbrellas you have bought so far this year.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer how many umbrellas you have bought so far this year.
Very good. So what am I going to answer?
You are going to answer how many umbrellas you have bought so far this year.
So what will I answer?
You will answer how many umbrellas you have bought so far this week.
This year. I've bought one umbrella so far this year.
Oh.
Good. He doesn't use the umbrella because it doesn't rain. Sticking to umbrella. Second conditional.
If it doesn't rain.
He doesn't use the umbrella because it doesn't rain. So second conditional, not third one.
If it rained.
He would use an umbrella. He would use the umbrella. Very good. He didn't use the umbrella because it didn't rain. Pedro, third conditional. Do you think you can do it?
Yes, I think.
Okay, off you go. He didn't use the umbrella because it didn't rain.
If it had rained,
Mm-hmm.
He would have used umbrella.
He would have used...
used the umbrella.
Again.
If it had rained, mm-hmm. he would have used the umbrella.
Very good, very good. Even though they plugged it out and back in, ojo, even though they plugged it out and back in, it still doesn't work. Juan, before you tell me anything, translate that sentence.
A pesar de que lo desenchufaron y lo volvieron a enchufar, no funcionó.
Very good. Give me the sentence with in spite of. Of course.
In spite of plugging it out and plugging it in.
Plugging it back in.
And plugging it back in.
Plugging it back
plugging
in.
It back in. Uh-huh. In spite of plugging it out and plugging it back in.
Very good.
It didn't work.
Very good. It still didn't.
It still didn't work.
Very good. Despite, Marta.
Despite plugging it in.
Out.
Despite plugging it in.
Out.
Despite plugging it out. And plugging it in.
Back in.
Back.
No, back in.
And plugging it back in. Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
It still didn't work.
Still it didn't work.
It still didn't work. Very good. But repeat.
Despite plugging in
it.
Despite plugging it in.
Out.
No, y dale. Despite plugging it out and plugging it in back. No. Plugging it back it back in.
Very good.
Voy a tener que repetirlo.
No, porque... no. No, pero uno de tus compañeros sí. Brace yourselves.
Still it didn't work.
It still didn't work. All right, very good. Mamen, can you repeat that?
Despite plugging it out and plugging it back in, mm-hmm. it still didn't work.
It still didn't work. Very good. In spite of the fact that, Victor.
In spite of the fact that he plugged...
They
plugged it out and plugged it back in. Plugged it back in. Uh-huh. It still didn't work.
Very good. And the last one for Annette. Despite the fact that.
Despite the fact that.
What are you looking at?
Despite the fact
that. Yeah. You have the screen. Oh, no, you wrote it down. Okay, all right. It's fine. Okay.
Despite the fact that he plugged it.
They
plugged it out and plugged it back in. Mm-hmm. Didn't work.
It still didn't work. Very good. And now Pedro is going to repeat the four of them. No, I'm joking. Pedro gets an easy one. Do you enjoy doing puzzles?
Doing
puzzles. Puzzles. Thank you, Victor.
No, I didn't hear anything.
A puzzle. P-U-Z-Z-L-E.
Ah, puzzle.
Puzzle. Excuse my pronunciation.
No.
No Spanish pronunciation.
Don't worry for that.
Yes. So do you enjoy doing puzzles?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And do you know where the word puzzle comes from?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither. I came to Spain because I was in love with Iker Casillas. Give me the third conditional.
If you weren't in love with...
Third conditional.
If you hadn't been... in love with Iker Casillas, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Very good.
Is that a true...
That is true. 100% is true.
Does he know the story? Maybe he knows.
Maybe he does. Iker, if you're listening, you know, but did Instagram. You
does
can just,
he know that it? Does
I don't know. I don't know. I have never told him.
But now it's late for him.
Now it's late for me. It's late for me. Yeah, well, you know, 40 people start divorcing again. I'm just getting married. No. I will tell him. I will tell him. At some point, I will tell him when I meet him. Anyways, have you ever drunk a bottle of wine by yourself?
I haven't, but I would like it to actually.
Right now, right? Yeah. Starting now. Very good. Sally went to Newcastle on the 5th, and today is the 25th, and she's still there. Marta.
She has been there for 20 days, mm-hmm. and she has been there since the 5th.
Very good. What do you use socks for, Annette?
I use socks to have to warm my feet.
To warm your feet. Very good. So what are socks for?
Socks are for warming feet.
Very good. How long does it take to drive from Madrid to Valencia, Pedro?
Well, it takes about 3 hours to go from Madrid from Madrid to Valencia.
Very good. Respecting the speed limit, probably like 4. Yeah. Is there any fruit juice in your house? What?
Yes, in fact, there is.
Very good. And is artificial fruit juice healthier than natural fruit juice? Amen.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Give me the long answer.
Artificial fruit juice isn't healthier than natural fruit juice.
Very good. So natural juice is?
It's healthier than artificial fruit juice.
Very good. So artificial fruit juice is? Menos sano.
Less.
All right.
Less healthy than natural orange juice or
natural
fruit juice.
Natural fruit juice. Very good. Or you could also say is unhealthier. Unhealthier, okay. If you're compared. Unhealthier. Very good. Which means, Marta?
Natural juice is healthier than artificial juice.
All right. That's what my mom said, I think.
Okay. It's not as...
That's it.
Unhealthy. Natural juice
isn't as
unhealthy as artificial juice.
Very good. Natural juice isn't as unhealthy as natural.
Artificial juice isn't.
Artificial
juice isn't as healthy as natural juice.
Very good. Tell me to pretend I'm playing the piano.
Pretend you're playing the piano.
Very good. What am I doing?
You're playing the piano.
I'm pretending.
Well, you're pretending playing the piano.
You're pretending to play?
To play, you say. You're pretending to play the piano.
Very good. Am I still pretending to play the piano?
Yeah. Yes, you are still pretending playing
to play.
You are still playing. You are still pretending to play the piano.
Very good. Have I stopped pretending to play the piano yet?
No, you haven't stopped playing.
Pretending.
Pretending.
Pretending. Start again.
No, you haven't stopped pretending to play the piano yet.
Very good. Am I still pretending to play the piano?
No, you aren't still pretending to play the piano.
Ooh. Ooh. Correct him.
You're not pretending to play the piano anymore.
Anymore. Okay. Instead of the still, anymore. Repeat.
You aren't pretending to play the piano anymore.
Anymore. Very good. Have I stopped pretending to play the piano yet?
You have stopped.
You've
already stopped pretending to play the piano.
Very good. How much coffee do you drink a day, Mamen?
I drink a cup of coffee a day.
One cup of coffee. Very good. Yeah. And do you sometimes get confused in your own language, Victor?
Yes, you do.
Very good. And do words sound strange to you if repeat them too often?
Yes, they do.
In every language?
In every language,
Yeah. All right. Very good. And how do you pronounce the word a menudo in English?
Often.
Anybody else? Any?
Often.
Some say often.
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 Yeah. Some.
I say often.
Who here doesn't say often? Who says often? Anybody? Okay. Because you would be sent out. Yeah. No, you wouldn't. It's
How
fine.
How do we say?
It's fine. Often. You say often. Yeah. All of often. You say often.
Both
often.
Work, if I'm not wrong. Both often and often both work. But
Yeah, both
Who
are correct.
Who says often? Fitz?
Fitz, I think Fitz says often. Yeah. Some people do say it. Yeah. And it's not wrong. I never say often. But if you do...
British mainly, right?
British. I don't know if that's a British thing. Yeah, could be. Yeah. Anyways, if you could travel... Or if you could time travel, would you go to the past or to the future, Annette?
I would go to the past.
You would go to the past?
Yes.
To fix what?
To fix my relatives, to know them.
Oh, okay. To get to know your relatives.
Yes, to know my relatives.
Very good. All right. We're going to do it the other way around. Annette, tell Mamen to tell Juan to ask me if I have ever dreamed... about being lost in IKEA with a lot of moths around.
Tell Juan to ask Julia if she has ever felt,
if she has ever dreamed
uh-huh. to get
about in,
about moths,
about being lost,
about being lost
in IKEA
uh-huh. with a lot of moths
around. Yes, very
What's
good.
A moth? I'm sorry to interrupt.
You don't know what a moth is?
No,
are you afraid of moths?
Absolutely. Ah. Please, how long have you known me?
No.
Yes,
I always thought cucarachas.
Oh, no. Moths are my polillas.
Right.
I hate moths.
Well, I will give you something as a gift.
A moth?
No. There are plastic sheets. Uh-huh. Which you stick on the inside.
Yes,
it's disgusting.
Yes.
Of the wardrobe. Oh, no. I don't mind the small ones. And I don't have the small ones. I have big birds coming into my house. I don't mind the small ones. The small ones are fine because in the end, but no, I have ones that you could actually see them looking at you. I have those. Exactly.
You must have something in your house because nobody has polillas in their house.
No, but like I have a terrace and I have a patio. So sometimes I leave both windows open so fresh air comes in. And then, but it happens once a year or twice a year, tops.
In this time.
It doesn't usually happen. But when it does happen, it's an eagle moth. It's massive. So anyways, going back to our, it's almost break time. So Mamen, off you go. Tell Juan to ask me if I've ever dreamed about being lost in IKEA with a lot of moths around.
Ask her if she has ever dreamed being lost in the middle of IKEA surrounded by lots of moths.
All right. More or less. Off you go.
Have you ever dreamed of being lost in IKEA surrounded by a lot of moths?
What is he asking me?
He's asking you if you've ever...
Oh, we have to go into the break, but you get to practice during break time. So we'll be right back. Don't you guys go anywhere.
Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Hello, good morning. A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
¿Tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años? ¿Quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano? Sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. Pasarán 4 semanas de acampada en un paraje de ensueño junto a chicos y chicas canadienses, con muy pocos alumnos hispanohablantes para que tengan que comunicarse en inglés, sí o sí. Nosotros nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y vuelta, alojamiento, pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámanos ya al 91-133-5832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de Inglés en Canadá, 91-133-5832.
Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 91-133-5833. Grupovaughan.com.
Mira, vamos a este bar.
Ah, me encanta. Yo antes venía aquí con los colegas.
Pero bueno, si aquí no hay nada más que jovenzuelos.
Ya te digo, ¿dónde se meterá la gente de nuestra edad?
Pues en Nueva York y en Londres.
¿Eh?
¿No os habéis enterado?
Si tienes más de 30 años, te mandamos a Londres o a Nueva York con todo bien atadito para que no pierdas el tiempo y aprendas inglés de verdad. Si quieres aprender inglés en el extranjero, hazlo con los mejores. Hazlo con Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Ahora calienta un poco de aceite de girasol. That's it. Heat a little bit of sunflower oil in a frying pan, en una sartén. But what if you don't have sunflower oil? Si no tienes aceite de girasol, puedes usar bien mantequilla o ghee, una grasa clarificada muy habitual en la cocina asiática. If you want to use olive oil, we recommend that you use a mild one.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico.
Let's Cook es un libro con 27 recetas para que aprendas inglés cocinando. Hemos mezclado muy bien la gramática con el vocabulario y las expresiones culinarias. Lo hemos dejado macerar durante el tiempo justo y lo hemos dejado horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y con una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees. ¡Y listo! Ya tienes Let's Cook por solo 16,95 en baogantienda.com y te lo mandamos a casa gratis. Entra en baogantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9,5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
To the second half of English O'Clock. Victor had 4 minutes to repeat the phrase that he was going to ask me, and of course he didn't do it, so now he doesn't know what to say. Do you? Yes, you do. A little
Juan
bit.
Juan asked you whether you've ever dreamed about being in IKEA.
Lost in IKEA.
Lost in IKEA, uh-huh. Surrounded of moths.
Surrounded by moths. By moths. Very good. No, I haven't. I did actually dream of a moth last night, but not an IKEA.
It was that moth.
It probably was. Yeah. Anyways, revolutionary moment on English O'Clock, because you know how Ronnie is a very tragic character.
Yes.
Right? Well, Ronnie apparently was enlightened by something. Something happened to Ronnie. And Pedro's like, who's Ronnie? You see, Ronnie is the son of one of the Cloverdale characters. And the Cloverdale characters is a set of characters that Richard Vaughn wrote about for people to practice their reading and listening. So we read the stories, and Ronnie is...
A mess.
Ronnie's a mess, yes. But on English O'Clock, we made him an even bigger mess. So we turned him into a drug addict, into a homeless person. He was fired from his job because he was rude. He was an alcoholic. He didn't go to the dentist. Enfin, the worst of the worst of the worst happened to Ronnie. So now something happened to Ronnie. I don't know what he did, but we're going to practice used to with Ronnie. So I'm going to give you sentences with what Ronnie doesn't do anymore, and you're going to tell me what he used to do. All right, so Ronnie doesn't smoke anymore.
So Ronnie used to smoke.
Ronnie used to smoke. Very good. Ronnie doesn't eat junk food anymore.
Ronnie used to eat junk food.
Junk food, very good. Ronnie isn't lazy anymore.
Ronnie used to be lazy.
Ronnie used to be lazy, very good. Ronnie doesn't gamble anymore.
Used to gamble.
Very good. Because to gamble is a verb. Very good. Yeah. So he used to gamble. He doesn't do it anymore. Ronnie used to do drugs.
used to
do drugs.
To do?
Yeah.
Ronnie used to do drugs.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said that.
Well, then I gave you the answer. So what doesn't he do anymore?
Ronnie doesn't do drugs anymore.
That's it. So he used to?
He used to do drugs.
He used to do drugs. Very good, very good. Ronnie doesn't drink anymore.
Ronnie used to drink.
Very good. Ronnie doesn't overeat anymore.
Ronnie used to overeat.
Very good. Ronnie isn't rude anymore.
Ronnie used to be rude.
Very good. Ronnie doesn't party hard anymore. Very good. Ronnie doesn't deal with illegal things anymore.
Ronnie used to deal with illegal things.
Very good. Ronnie doesn't embezzle anymore.
Ronnie doesn't?
Embezzle.
Embezzle.
Ronnie used to embezzle.
Very good. What is embezzle?
I don't know.
Anybody?
No.
Nope. Nobody?
Embezzle.
M-M-M with E-M. Embezzle.
Embezzle.
Yeah.
Embezzle.
Embezzle. Yeah. If it comes to public money, it's malversar.
Ah.
And if it comes to other money, it's defraudar. All right? So embezzle, E-M-B-Z-Z-L-E, embezzle is malversar o defraudar. So he doesn't do that anymore. Ronnie doesn't swear anymore.
Ronnie used to swear.
Very good. What is to swear?
Mentir.
No.
To swear?
That's to lie. Mm-hmm. What is to swear?
Jurar.
Jurar. That's one meaning, but it wouldn't make sense in this case. Mm-hmm. Because, pues ya no jura. Bueno, pues vale. But to swear also means?
Blasfemar.
Yes, because it doesn't have to do with necessarily
to
with
say
God.
Bad words.
To say bad words, that's to swear. And it's funny because it's the exact same spelling. To swear as in jurar and to swear as in decir palabrotas. Ronnie doesn't drive drunk anymore.
Ronnie used to drive drunk.
Very good. Ronnie doesn't smell bad anymore.
Ronnie used to smell bad.
Very much so. Very good. Ronnie doesn't have bad teeth anymore.
Ronnie used to have bad teeth.
Very good. Very good. So you see, Ronnie is a new person.
Yeah.
Ronnie is a complete new person.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah. A ver lo que le dura.
Now you know Ronnie.
See, he was the worst of the worst. Yeah. All right. Take out a piece of paper because we're going to do a short email dictation. All right. So I'm going to give you five email addresses and you're going to write them down and then we're going to... I look them up together. I have a pencil.
Okay.
Does that work?
Better that.
Thank you.
All right. Are we ready?
No.
It's fine. We're just going to sit in silence and wait for Mammin.
Sorry.
Oh, she needs the glasses.
Yes.
All right. So the first email address is JAMES_PICKLE. Oh, we have the first one giving up. Pedro's giving up. At standbycar.de. And Victor's laughing at Pedro in case you can't hear
it. No, I'm laughing at me.
I'm laughing at myself.
Yeah, myself, actually.
All right, number two is yyzzjjk at too. Victor gave up as well. All right, Victor, I'm going to start again. Only for you. YYZZJJK at TOOMANYLETTERS.com. Number three, CHAIRNEXT TOTABLE at HASHTAG.co.UK. Victor's getting the nervous laugh. two more, and then you can ask me to repeat. Number four is ion_THAVEIT at LOST thingsingsoclock.com. And the last one, especially for Mammen. TELLMEMORE at GREAS ELIGH TNING.com.
I lost my respirate. How do you say my
breath?
My breath.
Yeah. All right. I can repeat some. I can repeat some quickly, but I can repeat some. So, any requests?
The first one.
Yeah. All right.
All of them, please.
Especially right. The first one, but all of them. Well,
that's like the easiest. So the first one went JAMES, which is a name, _ PICKLE, which is a vegetable, @ STAND BYCAR.DE. Do we have it now? No. Yeah. Fred was like, whatever. Let it go.
Can you repeat the last part?
Please? The last part. STAND.
Yeah.
BYCAR. Also known as Stand By Car.
Stand By Car. Yeah.
Yeah. .DE. All right. Do we have it? Yes. Anybody else needs anything else?
Yes.
All of them. The four remaining places.
The last one.
No, we're not. I can do the last one. TELLMEMORE @ GRESELIGH TNING.com. Also known as Grease Lightning. All right. Volunteers for email address number one.
Yep.
Victor.
It's the only one you have.
Victor, off you go.
As a matter of fact, I think it's the only one I'm near to have caught. Actually.
All right, off you go.
J. I'm sorry. JAMES_PICKLE @ STAND BYCAR .DE.
Very good. Give me the full email address.
James Pickle.
James underscore
Pickle @ standbygear.de.
Standbycar. Standbycar.
Car. Yeah, it's my
handwriting.
My writing.
Yeah, it's really sloppy.
It is indeed. Thank you.
I'm joking.
Standbycar.de.
.de, very good, which stands for Germany, Deutschland, DE. Very good. Number two, volunteers, Mammen. Oh, no, wait, Pedro gets okay. Yeah, for being newbie.
Okay.
Off you go.
I'm going to try. YYZZGGK?
JJK.
JJK.
What is G?
Sorry. JJ.
Uh-huh.
Key.
K.
At.
K.
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 At. TOOMANY LETTERS .com.
Very good. So YYZZJJK @
TooManyLetters.com.
TooManyLetters.com. Very good. Number three, any volunteers?
Okay.
Kri Juan.
CHAIRNEXTDODABLE @ ASHDAG.co.uk.
Very good. Give me the full thing.
Chair next to table @ #.co.uk.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, Marta and Annette get to share number four because Mama is going to do the last one.
Okay.
So, Marta, do you want the first part or the second part? It doesn't matter. Okay. You have both. So, perfect. Why don't you start with the first part?
IGON underscore TJE
THAV
THA
B V like Valencia
dot
no
IT
E V E I T
B E I T.
Very good. If you read it, what does it say? What does it say?
I don't tab 8.
All right. Now get rid of the underscore.
Excuse me.
Get rid of the underscore.
Don't say the last one, please.
I don't have it.
Get rid of the underscore and don't read the underscore and read it as one as.
Ah, okay. I don't have it.
English.
Also
English.
Known as I don't have it.
The bait. I don't have it.
Brilliant. I don't have it. I don't have it. Very good. At Annette, continue.
LOS THINGS.
Very good.
.com.
Very good. So why don't you repeat the first part?
I don't have fate. I don't have vitalous things. Yes. I don't.
Por favor, ¿dónde está la cámara?
Esto es muy fuerte.
Oh my God.
I don't.
Laughing therapy.
I don't.
No. Annette, get rid of the underscore.
I don't have eat a lot of things.
All right. I don't have it.
I don't have it.
At lostthings.com.
I don't have it. lostthings.com.
Right. Oh my God. Brilliant.
We seem to be.
I know. All right. Thank you, Juan. Don't and me. The last one goes for Mommy.
Don't cry, please.
T E double L M E M O
M E
M E M O R E at G R E A S E L I G H T E-I-N-G.
N-I-N-G.
A-I-N-G.
N-N-N-I-N-G.
N-I-N-G.
.com. All right, give me the full thing.
Tell me more. Tell me more, Grease Lightning.
At Grease Lightning. .com. All right, yeah. Very good. Brilliant.
If I were writing down these mails by phone, I would definitely would give mine. You know, mine is easier. Don't worry.
Write me an email and I get back to you. All right, you get to say stop.
Stop.
All right, we are on vocabulary booklet number 3, list number 10. Cada uno.
Each one.
Or?
Everyone.
Or?
Cada uno.
Yeah. ¿Cuánto vale la manzana? Pues cada una vale 5 céntimos.
A piece.
That's it. Very good. A veces.
Sometimes.
Or?
Every now and then.
Or? Two words, starting with at and finishing with times.
At times.
Very good.
Thank you.
Niñez.
Childhood.
Childhood. Very good. Creativo.
Creativity. Creative.
Creative. Very good. Creative. Derrota. Derrota. Derrota.
Lost.
Mm-mm. Anybody?
Defeat.
Yeah. Very good. Desacuerdo.
Misunderstanding.
No, eso me ha entendido. Desacuerdo. ¿Cómo es? Estoy de acuerdo contigo.
I agree. With
I
you.
Agree. Very good. Oh. Acuerdo
disagree.
Es.
Disagreement.
Disagreement. Very good. Empleado.
Employee.
Very good. Bosque.
Forest.
Very good. En contacto con.
In contact with.
Very good. Introvertido.
Introverted.
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 Yeah.
Very good. Maquillaje.
Makeup.
Very good. Filosófico. La piedra filosófica. No, no vale. Filosófico.
Filosofal,
sí. No.
Philosophical.
Very good. Potencial.
Potential.
Very good. Prácticamente.
Practically.
Ahorros.
Savings.
Very good. Poco profundo, somero. Also a Lady Gaga song.
Yes. No, huge, no.
Mm-mm. Quite the contrary.
Deep. Deeply.
No, the contrary. The contrary of deep. Deep es profundo. El poco profundo somero is
short.
Sha, shall. Finish, starting with sha and finishing with ello.
Shallow.
Shallow, yes. Olor. Olor.
Smell. Smell.
Smell. Good. Superficial.
Superficial.
Superficial, very good. Encender un cigarro o un fuego. O
to light.
Una vela. Very good, to light. Relacionar. Relacionar en una lista.
To list.
To list, very good. Llegar a dominar. Llegar a dominar.
To
is correct, because it's a verb. Starting with m and finishing with aster.
To master.
To master, very good. Hacer las maletas.
To pack.
To pack. How cool is it that there is one word for three words in Spanish? Yeah. Hacer las maletas, to pack.
Yeah.
Deshacer las maletas, to unpack.
Unpack.
Yeah.
Actually, in Latin American Spanish, they say empacar.
Empacar.
And desempacar.
Mm. Desempacar. Ah. All right. All right. Descargar. Descargar. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. Come on, you have to know it. ¿Te has descargado ya la última versión del? Yeah, Victor, I can see you.
Okay, well, I was thinking about packages, not okay. Download.
It would to download, very good. And packages?
To unload?
To unload, to unload. To download is descargar algo virtual. And descargar algo físico is unload, to unload. Load is the same, though. And salvaje, Juan.
Wild.
Wild. Very good. Wild. All right. We're going to practice the third conditional for what's left of the program. The third conditional. I'm going to give you a sentence, and you're going to give me the third conditional sentence. All right. So, I didn't do it because I didn't want to.
If I wouldn't have done it.
No. If and would. No. Never go together.
If I hadn't done it.
No. Start with I didn't want to. If I had wanted to.
If I had wanted to.
I didn't do it because I didn't want to. So if I had wanted to.
I would have done it.
I would have done it. Very good. He didn't come to the meeting because he forgot.
If he had forgotten.
If he?
Hadn't forgotten, he would have gone to the meeting.
He would have come to the meeting.
He would have come to the meeting.
Very good. The remote control didn't work because it didn't have batteries.
If it had had batteries, the remote control would have worked.
Very good. I couldn't call because my phone ran out of batteries. That doesn't happen to Marta, but it's still her sentence. I couldn't call because my phone ran out of batteries.
If my phone hadn't run out of batteries, I would have called you.
Yeah, I would have called. They ate because they were hungry.
If they hadn't...
Hadn't?
If they hadn't hungry...
Hadn't been?
Hadn't been hungry...
Mm-hmm.
They would have.
They wouldn't
they
have.
They wouldn't have eaten.
They wouldn't have eaten. Very good. He cleaned the house because he was. He cleaned the house because he was hungry. What was I thinking? He cleaned the house because it was dirty.
If it hadn't been dirty,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't have cleaned the house.
Very good. They didn't receive the order because they didn't place it. They didn't receive the order because they didn't place it.
If they had placed it, well,
the order?
If they had placed the order, they would have received the
order.
The order, okay.
Yeah. Or if they had placed it, they would have received the order. Or if they had placed it, they would have received the order. Or if they had placed the order, they would have received it. Either way works. Okay. She wasn't invited to the party because she wasn't friends with the host.
If he had been friends with the host, he would have been invited to the party.
Yeah, except it's she, so you get to repeat.
All right. If she had been friends with the host, she would have been invited to the party.
Very good. We couldn't call you because we didn't have your number.
If we had had your number, we would have called you.
We would have called you. Very good. You crossed the street because the traffic light was green. You crossed the street because the traffic light was green. Mamen and Marta and Annette, are you ready? Do you know what you're going to say?
If it wouldn't...
Whoa. Do we know what we're going to say?
Can you repeat?
I can.
All together?
Yes. You crossed the street because the traffic light was green. You crossed the street because the traffic light was green. One, 3.
If the traffic light hadn't been green, you wouldn't have crossed the street.
All right, Marta got lost in translation somewhere, so you get to repeat it. Off you go.
If the traffic light hadn't been green, wouldn't have crossed the street.
You wouldn't have crossed the
street. Can you say the phrase? What's not, wouldn't, que no va con wouldn't have?
If and would never go together.
Okay.
In the conditional, of course. In a different context, it's possible. Okay? But in the conditional, it's not possible. All right. Because we're slowly but surely coming towards the end of the show, Pedro is going to tell us what if he liked being on the radio. Like, don't do that to
me.
I know. It's because I have to fill a minute and I don't want to start a new exercise. So you get to fill it. No, but did you enjoy it?
Yes, very much.
Are you still nervous?
Not as I was at the beginning of the...
Of the show.
Yeah, the show, but I'm still nervous because this kind of surprises.
Exactly, because anyway. You don't know me just yet. All right, Maman, tell Annette to tell Marta to ask Pedro if he would be nervous if he came on the show again. See, this in this case, yes. Si el if figura como si, then you can say it. Off you go.
Annette, tell Marta to ask Pedro if he would be nervous if he came back again to the show. Ask him if he will be nervous.
If he would be nervous.
To come.
If he came
to the show again.
All right.
Would you be nervous if you came to the show again?
There's only one correct answer.
I think so.
I don't think. No, you wouldn't be. You'll be fine. Okay. All right. One more thing that we have to do, that we want to do, is the Twitter question, which was, I wanted you to give me the question to the following answer. He's pleasant and smart. He's pleasant and smart. Mm. 1, 2, 3.
What's he like?
What's he like? He's pleasant and smart. That's it for today. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you, Pedro,
for joining us.
Thank you for bringing him, Victor. Have a fantastic weekend, you guys out there. And we'll see you on Monday. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Son los intensivos de verano para los más jovenzuelos.
Desde 4 a 17 años.
Esos son jovenzuelos.
Son todos jóvenes, de 4 a 17, todos ahí en la misma clase. No.
Aquí está muy bien organizado todo.
Sí, y esto sí que son clases, ¿eh? Esto no son... No, campamento, actividades...
No, vienen aquí por la mañana, están con sus profes...
Uh-huh. En su aula, con su grupo, 8 como máximo por grupo, y hacen, pues... Tienen un descansito